systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is a Wednesday, July 27th, 2011. I had to think about that for a sec. 2011, episode 518. My name is Matt.
And I'm Danny.
And, like I said, episode 518. Look at that. My fucking Google Chrome just crashed. Just took a shit.
That sucks.
And it gives you the little sad face, like the sad face that's been drinking too long, where like one eye is different size than the other, and he's all
sorry.
Like, I'm sorry. Your Google Chrome crashed.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's the second time it's done that. What the fuck, Google Chrome? That never happens. Can you count how many times that's happened? I think like twice. Ever.
I don't know.
In my
life.
It's
never crashed twice. On me, so.
Ever in your life, huh? That's good. That's crazy good. So what the fuck? Not pleased about that. This one didn't crash, look. It's probably because I have like 20 tabs open. Anyway, we're fucking back. This is home, sweet home. Does that feel right? I feel like you were a little too close to me at that Milwaukee show. We were like right on each other's assholes. Like, this feels right. This amount of space is what we should always have.
I think that's what the problem was.
Is that we were all up on each other's assholes.
We were too close.
A little too close for comfort, huh?
You just stay away from me.
It was a very intimate setting there, was it not?
You need to get away from me.
That room?
Just go away.
The Japanese Animation Club podcast meetup room?
Sure.
Hey, Matt, why does it sound like there's only like four people in the crowd? Because it's the Japanese Animation Club podcast meetup.
Yay.
No. That it was a good time. The show is... I say if... I want to be honest with you for a sec. If you ever do like a show, like a meetup with more than one show, like when there's people from three or four different shows there, you should all beforehand, before equipment even comes the fuck out of the car, just leave it in the car, walk upstairs, walk to wherever you're doing your show at, and you all need to sit down, sit down for a sec, and nominate one person, okay, one person to do all of the hooking up. And if that person says, hey, can you hand me that, then you go ahead and you hand him that, or her, probably him.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't think it was very productive. Can I use that word? It was
sure.
Not very productive to... have all of us there, like, putting shit together all at once.
Because
I honestly wish I would have had film footage of, like, the room when we were trying to do that. Because it took us a good couple hours.
That's why I left.
To do that. That's why
I went to Quiznos.
You had time to walk to Quiznos from the college.
Uh-huh.
Order.
Uh-huh.
Eat your food, probably.
No, I tried to start eating it,
oh,
and
then
promptly
like, yeah,
bothered me.
Right, sorry.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, Burger says, it was productive for me. I went and got food. Yeah, Burger was there. Red Fox was there. Capital Z, McG were there. Me and her were there. Mike Boudet. Boudet? Is it Boudet?
It's Boudet.
Mike Boudet. He was there.
Mm-hmm.
Reed was there. Red Fox's friend from Sport Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Was that it? That was us on stage.
Dairy Radiation.
In the big table. Yeah, I said them.
Z and
McG, yeah. So, and just, I want you all to visualize this while my Google Chrome is loading back up here.
Visualize that.
Visual.
Because that's about what it looked like to me.
all of these
pretty
shows.
Much. It looked like gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook?
It looked like something you want to wash your feet off of stepping into.
Something that's on you.
You want to wash your
shoes
after you step into this pile of gobbledygook. Because you don't want to drag it into your house because it stinks.
All of us plugging in shit just randomly. I didn't want to say it at the time, but honestly, that's kind of what I was doing. I just, like, found all the plugs, and then I just started putting them in holes. Just for fun. Because Mike really had it covered, I think. He had it covered. But I'll say that for all of that angst and all of that time spent being productive and
counterproductive.
The audio from what we recorded through the mixer sounded like complete shit. It was like I got my hair cut. Just it was so clipped and just unintelligible. It was terrible. It was pretty fucking terrible. That's not to speak of the content that was being recorded in that clipped audio. But I'm glad we had Plan B, like I wrote in the notes for that show. I didn't really do notes. I kind of told you a story about how we all came to be in that room. Like the first two tries of doing, you know, multi-show stuff, that kind of thing. Like how it all... Yeah. Blech. So I typed that out, thejamhole.com. It's episode 517.5. What'd I name that? Japanese...
Bullshit.
Japanese Club Podcast Meetup. Oh, fuck. Yeah. So it's there. Oh, Plan B had the Evrio in the middle of our studio, quote, audience, quote.
Mm-hmm.
M.M. says, what a mess that was. Never forget. You know, it was a mess for the live listeners because we were streaming with our phones. So let's never forget that fact, is that we were streaming with our phones just so that you guys could have something to bitch about how awful it was. Okay, so be fucking thankful. We had no internet there like we thought we would have. So we had three Android phones rocking Justin.tv apps. Unofficial. So that's why. Yeah. You guys weren't even getting mixer audio, but be thankful that you weren't. Because it was fucking terrible. But the Evrio does me good. Yeah. For being a free video camera, the thing, I'm proud of that fucking thing. I got audio all over that thing.
Yeah.
And I cleaned it up, and I made an intro, a mashup, if you will, of all of our intros. And listening back to it, once you can get through, like, the people talking at once, like, there's some really funny shit in there. I was laughing.
Yeah.
It was, how do you say it in French? Le roast comedy? Basically, we were so frazzled from the complete clusterfuck of being productive that we just lost any kind of, like, we're going to do a coherent show. So I just started picking out Drew's friends.
Mainly the chick with big boobs.
Namely 36D and Double D. Triple D? What were those?
I'm just going to say that's not a 36.
No?
Sorry.
Does it go up to 48 like my font size?
I'm going to say 38, 42.
Oh, okay.
Double D.
My font size goes right to 48 points. No. But yeah, everyone was laughing.
Because I'm a 36.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
It was awkward laughing, but it was funny. And you can hear it all right now.
It was
posted.
A lot of fake laughter, too.
I don't know.
It was a lot to
did you
maybe
listen back
make
to
you
it
feel
much?
Better. I was there, dipshit.
Yeah, but you really... I was there, too, and I thought I was like, eee. But, you know, after listening back, like, we had the room laughing for pretty much, you know, a good 8 or 10% of the show. Like, it's good shit. But it's up at thejamhole.com. You can check it out. And the pictures
are laughing up. At people.
That's what sucks. Else? What are any of these shows? It's us either laughing at people doing dumb shit that get arrested.
No,
make
I mean,
the
like
news,
laughing at people in your crowd. That kind of.
Or
shitty.
Making fun of us and our own retarded fuck ups.
It's okay making fun of yourself, but not when you're making fun of either one of your crew or fans.
Even though I was specifically told that it would be absolutely okay and or, comma,
well, I can guarantee you what, her and her friends and her group of friends is going to hate us for the rest of their lives.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. The feedback I got from him.
I got feedback from her.
Well, I got feedback from him, and according to him, it was all good, and they all had a good time. Because we all hung out at the burger thing, and the dude was like, wow, I didn't know you knew a bigger dick than me. And it's like, well, yeah, obviously. Like, did you expect me to be nice? Would that have been called for? Like, wow, Matt's being unusually undickish tonight. Like, really?
No, that comment was when you said something to me, and dude says, wow, you're a bigger dick than I am, and, like, left it alone.
Well.
Because you were being a dick to me.
We don't have shirts that say
the show, so there was no laugh to be gotten.
Biggest dicks
being a dick
in life. That's what the new shirt's going to say. Biggest dicks in life. Top it.
Shouldn't be a dick to your girlfriend.
Well, sometimes you got to pick and choose.
Pick and choose? What the fuck you got to pick and choose for?
Well, you got it was either more of the same or switch it up and make fun of you for a minute. And that's
and you thought that was a good idea?
At the time, yes.
And do you see now that it was a bad idea?
Well, I should have picked my battle a little better. You were fresh off getting a tooth pulled. Humidity that you got a sunburn from falling asleep on the dock. Or no, that was before.
That was the next day.
Okay. So yeah, you were just pissy because your mouth was all fucked up.
And you were being a dick before.
Well, okay. I suppose.
So, I mean, it's like when you play with the cat. You get her all riled up and you get pissed off when you get scratched.
Well, I didn't get pissed off when I got scratched.
No, because I didn't scratch you.
Really?
I could have punched you in the face, and I didn't. I really wanted to.
Could you imagine
when you
that
kicked me
video,
out of the bedroom,
though?
I wanted to punch you in the face.
Could you? Oh, back home.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
No.
Well, you want
I
want to
punch you on cam too, but there's people there.
You want to be
trying to be nice,
completely honest.
Not really.
I want you.
I don't
all
even want to hear anything. If you do that right now, I'm not going to do this show.
I want you to look at this, and there you go.
What the hell?
That says it all.
The hell?
Boom! Biggest dicks in podcasting, right there. Buy it, because we need to eat something.
God.
But overall, for vacation, week one of our 2-week vacation, which
why
next
is it only showing me the back of the shirt?
Oh, you got a mouse over the other side. I don't know why it sets that. I noticed that too.
That's gay.
Yeah. What's up, Zazzle? But they don't complain about a shirt having sexual organs on it, if you will.
Sexual organs.
So, overall, though, week one of our 2-week vacation, our next week, second week, will be August 8th through the 13th for our third annual live show right here for some whitewater rafting, some rustic cabin camping, electricity-free.
This model that's wearing a
you
girl's
can change
shirt.
The fucking models, Christ. Anyway, can we focus?
Her boob makes my nut look oblong.
Okay.
Your boob is oblong.
It's the wrinkle in the shirt. Bitch. It's cool, though, because you can change the models. You can see what it looks like with a chick wearing it, or with a dude wearing it, or with a fat dude wearing it. Here, let's see what it looks like with Amham wearing it. Hold
I'm
on.
Good, dude. I'm totally
just
good.
Kidding, Amham.
Totally good.
You're not fat. You live in California. Fat it's people great. Can't live in California. It's too great. Hot. They smoke like bacon cooking. So, overall, thumbs up, thumbs
down. Up what? For what?
The trip. Was it? Did you have a good time? It was a fun trip overall.
Sure. Yeah.
That sucks. You got your tooth pulled, and I'm sorry that your teeth are rotting out of your head.
Thanks.
But
for that.
I am. I'm sorry that that happens. Like that has to suck. I couldn't imagine what that's like to go through.
No.
It's like getting an ovary removed. No idea what that's like. But it had the worst timing. Like right in the Denver airport. Crunch or no? Did it crack in the hotel room?
Yep,
in Spokane.
It broke
right?
off in the airport,
and then right okay. And MDS was sending us messages like, "Well, nothing good ever happens in the Denver airport." I was like, "What the fuck does that mean?" please someone donate us money, because now we have to find a fucking dentist. Which, I have to say, if you listen to the Milwaukee show, there's a point in there where we talk about that stuff, and Drew, Red Fox, you did a fantastic job with the Rockstar treatment. The cabin was, or the where we stayed at, that cabin was fucking awesome. You have to admit, that was a nice place.
Burger took me to get my tooth pulled.
That's right, so high five to Burger, too.
Yeah.
And Burger allegedly brought us some smoke, which was totally awesome.
I allegedly gave all my Percocet to him.
Allegedly.
Because I suck.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up with that? Like, isn't
it
the tooth,
like, the
worst? It
gives me fucking Percocet fives for getting a tooth pulled?
Isn't that the worst pain ever? Because it's, like, right next to your brain?
Well, yeah.
It doesn't have time to dissolve or dissipate while it's running up your leg or whatever.
No, it hurts. It hurts bad. And you give me this bullshit, might as well be children's Tylenol. Fucking what?
It is. It's, like, one step above codeine, but there's enough acetaminophen to make your stomach
hurt
more.
I would have rather have taken the codeine cough syrup. To drink it, you know? Like,
Galactor says, I'm pretty sure the Denver airport is where I first heard about the jam hole. There was a bathroom stall covered in jam hole stickers, and I was all like, what the fuck? This must be awesome. That is true. This must be awesome.
Mm.
So we need to go quantity with the stickers and
everywhere.
Quality.
Cover
with,
like
with
one
the,
stall.
With the episodes.
Stickers.
Okay.
One out of like 10 stalls, the middle.
Just cover
just
it.
Huge.
We need jam hole wallpaper.
Yeah. I just carry that.
And then
in
we
the
need a gay decorator to go like on TV and sell it for us. Galactor says, that's like finding a number in a stall and marrying the person on the other end.
Right.
Oh shit. How long have you been in this for? A year? 2 years? 3 years?
Too long.
Too long. That's what it's like. You start listening to this bullshit, you'll marry us. And then, watch out. 2 years, fuck.
I still have a hole in my mouth.
Getting the itch. Getting the two-year itch.
It hurts.
I bet. Still. I also, another thing I do not know what is like, is getting a tooth pulled. I've never had
I'll
a
punch
tooth
you in the
pulled.
Face. That's kind of what it feels like.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. It really does. I'm serious. It feels like I got punched in the face like three
just
times
because
in the
of
same
all
spot.
The, all the Novocaine shots they had to give you?
That's probably what hurts the worst. That and the root of my
time,
tooth is bigger than my tooth.
Ugh.
So
how'd that happen?
Well, look at the picture, dude. The root's like...
Oh, yeah. You posted pictures
huge.
On your Facebook, huh?
Yeah.
You want to put a link to that in the chat for everyone?
I'll pull it up real quick. Yeah, the fucking tooth itself is...
I
it's
am?
It's pretty small, but the root of the tooth is ridiculously huge.
Are they like, all I can picture when I hear tooth root is that Ren and Stimpy episode where Stimpy tries to tell Ren that if he don't brush his teeth are going to fall out. And they
I totally,
do.
I'm not even in the chat. I just noticed that.
He's yanking out the roots. Like, are they like that? Like, just little red worm looking things?
No.
What's
did,
the root
did you,
look
you,
like?
Did you not even look at the picture?
No, I honestly didn't.
What in the fuck?
I don't
do you not know what a tooth looks like?
I know what a tooth looks like. The root, though. Isn't that like the little thing like that he pulled out with the tweezers?
There, fucking look at it. I think my chat thing's fucked, but whatever. Hang on. I'll
no,
figure
I
this
got
out.
It. I got it.
Did you get it?
I got it.
Did you get the picture?
So the root is actually in between the tooth like that.
What? You're talking about in between the tooth.
Isn't that... That tooth is gross, by
yeah,
the
that's
way.
Why I had it pulled, fuckhead.
Brush your teeth more.
That's from the side, okay? Those two roots that come down, that's the tooth. That's the that's the root of the tooth. And the little popcorn-looking thing on top,
or
that's
no, maybe
the tooth.
I'm thinking the nerve endings. The nerves inside.
Yeah, those are inside the root.
Right. Those are like little string things, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Ren and Stimpy was actually anatomically correct, as with
except
most
except for it should
things.
Have been covered by root of a tooth, because that's inside the tooth.
Did the dentist make jokes like, well, we'll get to the root of this problem.
No, I'm pretty sure he was gay, and he was pretty funny. He, like,
was
gave
he?
Me lots of Novocaine shit.
Was he like, oh.
It took good two rounds of
you guys,
numbing me
you
up.
You guys connected? He was like, cool, lesbian. I'm gay. This will be fun.
Wow.
Only gay chicks have their nose pierced like that, right?
No.
You took
not.
A lot of pictures. Wow.
Yeah, I did.
I'll have to put those up in the one thing.
So, yeah. No, the root of my tooth is actually bigger than my tooth. So when he pulled that out, it gouged out a pretty good spot in my jaw.
Ow. And you couldn't, like, fill it in with silly putty or something?
Why would you do that?
I don't know. So there wasn't a fucking hole there? I don't know.
Are you dumb? There has to be a hole there so it can heal together. So that way you don't want anything in there after it heals.
That shit sucks. Stuck? What was I going to say?
Shut.
Shut. Thank you. Did you
it heals
each
by
picture
itself.
Here you uploaded individually, like as you took it. No wonder you were way the fuck behind us. Jesus, dude. You know there's a quicker way to.
No, I was skewing him and fucking with him and, and yeah,
black and
but if you
them.
Look, my the X-ray of my teeth is right there too.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
And you could see the one they pull out. It's on the right side
like
on the bottom. You can see
left.
It's all black and shit.
Can we use that X-ray as the album art?
No, because now it's not the way it is now, because now it's crooked. You can see my one little wisdom tooth left. Hmm. It's all crammed in there, all unhappy and shit.
You look pretty unhappy and shit in this fucking picture.
I was very
look at this,
unhappy.
Guys. Hey, this is what I had to deal with all fucking week, okay? An unhappy Danny. You did sleep for a bit, though.
Yeah, you have any idea how much it takes out of you?
Me and Red Fox bonded.
It takes a lot out of you, dude. I don't know if you can see that tooth, but there's a lot that's pretty fucked
up with
it.
Not like in a gay way.
It fell apart.
You should have been fucking proud of us, though, dude. Instead of you cooking ribs for us, because we couldn't find St. Louis-style ribs that weren't already pre-made with sauce and everything.
Uh-huh.
We got steaks and pork. Chops, I guess. Boneless pork stuff.
Pork.
Dude, we fucking raided the cabin's spice rack and found a bunch of unopened old spices from like 04. Still good. I'll tell you what, emerald spices for southwestern style steak or whatever, those things last. If you got a bomb shelter,
I have
you
those
fucking
up there
stock,
by the way,
stock
emeralds?
That shit up.
Yeah, I have those up
but
there.
But we cooked all that shit all on our own. We wanted to film us cooking it, like me and him standing by the potatoes and being like,
I love it.
How do you
Your
boil
mashed
potatoes?
Weren't even mashed potatoes. I'm
we didn't have a masher.
Oh.
We used a strainer to do that.
Oh.
We couldn't figure out any other way to mash them other than like put them in a potato gun and launch them at the tree. I think that would be a very good idea.
I told you. You're like, how? What are we doing? I'm like, cook it, boil it till the skin cracks.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's like unfeasible for you. You can't understand it.
I didn't have any part
of
that.
Put it in the fucking water, boil it, and when the skin cracks, it's done. How hard is that?
M.M. says, there it was. Been waiting for Matt to blame D's pain on bumming his trip. I didn't say she bummed my trip. I'm just saying she was kind of a bitch, okay? That's all.
You were kind of a dick.
No, I know. I was trying to equal you out. It's all good.
It just made me worse.
We cancel
each
other out.
You fucking faggot.
Well, then I had to up my game.
And then I hated
you
so much. I was, yeah.
Look, I win. That's all I wanted.
Fuck you!
No, in the chat. I'm the biggest dick. I win. So, boiled potatoes. I had no part of that. I was full
just
and
boil it until
no, I know, and I told him that.
Cut it in like
that.
A couple pieces, you know, like cut the potato in fours and then throw it in there. Or even, they were red potatoes. They were fucking cherry potatoes. Dude,
he just
fucking
threw them
in
there.
And
that's what he did.
Skin cracks.
That's what he did.
They weren't all the way done.
Yeah, they weren't done all the way. They still tasted like dirt, kind of. I'm sorry.
Did you guys even wash them off?
I didn't cook them. I didn't mess with those. I told him what to do, and then I was doing something else.
You guys are idiots.
Hey, the steak was awesome, and the pork was awesome.
Oh, wow, how hard is it to fucking heat up meat?
Dude, we had to read the instructions on how to put the charcoal in the barbecuer, because we weren't sure, like, how to light it. No, check this out. Check this out. This is so awesome.
Oh, my God.
Red Fox is like, dude, do we just throw him in there or what? I'm like, I don't know. Just throw him in and cover him with lighter fluid and light that fucker. So I read the bag, and apparently you're supposed to stack them in a pyramid.
Oh my God.
And so that's what we did.
What idiots, dude. You guys have never worked in a kitchen in your life?
You
ever cooked at all?
No, never.
What the fuck?
That's what women are for. Why would I have to waste my time cooking? That was rude. I'm sorry. I take that back. No, I don't. But seriously, like, I cook what I need.
Yeah, no, burgers is what the fuck? You never lit a grill before?
Not one like that.
This should be second fucking nature to any goddamn American.
You turn the gas on and you flip the igniter. That's how I light a grill. Sorry, I've never cooked with charcoal before. If you do it inside, that shit will kill you.
Well, why the fuck would you use charcoal inside?
To kill yourself with, bitch.
Anyway,
grill in there cooking.
I had never used a gas grill until I came up here. So, charcoal nature.
Hold on. I lost my man card because I've never used charcoal before. We use nice grills.
You don't even know how to boil potatoes.
I didn't do that.
But you're the one who came in and asked me.
Well, yeah, because I wanted to know how you wanted them fucking cooked.
Long do you boil potatoes to make mashed potatoes? And I said, until the skin cracks. And you're like, huh?
That would be better than me testing each one every 10 minutes by smushing them, okay? Which we should have done
anyway. And I said, until the skin cracks.
Okay.
And that was like...
So that was awesome.
Retarded to you.
Laser tag, totally awesome. Tactical laser tag, which I might add, I would love to open up one of those here with a wrap and roll in it. Do you see those fools, like, right when we all came out, after it's an hour and a half of, like, a bunch of different missions, and you're constantly going, for the most part. But you're not running. You're not allowed to run, because these guns are fucking heavy and will knock you the fuck out. If you come around a corner in the dark, douche, no teeth left. But...
I'm not going in there.
It was, dude, these guns were like...
I want to keep my
teeth. Did you see them hanging in the armory?
Yeah.
I thought about that a couple times because I was going kind of quick but not running and like going around corners. And I just pictured the dude saying that and my gun just like, oh, they're heavy, dude. And then there's a heavy gun, which is even heavier. It's nuts. But, dude, as soon as we all came out of there, everyone made a beeline for the fucking refreshment things like the Coke machine and the water machine shit. If you open a wrap and roll inside one of those and instead of fog you use pot smoke, dude, you would make a fucking killing. Dude, a fucking killing. Could you imagine?
And you would be the pot smoke person, right? You'd be making all the smoke, right?
That I could.
You would be behind the fog machine.
I would be
blowing into this tube.
Like the Wizard of Oz, fucking with levers and pushing buttons. Burger says I almost got kicked for running. I move quickly, but not running. And not when there was fucking referees watching me. But dude, I never played laser tag like this. I've played laser tag before. And it's usually just whatever. 5 minutes, kill as many people as you can, whatever, teams. These were like, here's the hostage, go rescue the hostage, other team, try to defend the hostage. Here's the bomb. Here's how you disable the bomb, or how you detonate the bomb. Now go hide it, and go detonate this building. Like, random shit like that, you know, different games and stuff.
Yeah.
But you could totally do what they do there, and do a paintball if you had a big enough building. I think they had separate buildings for each. But in a place that doesn't have that, and if your place has a school, or two or three... Like, all the kids would fucking go do that every weekend, especially if you had tournaments and shit. Dude, you'd make so much fucking money. So, how much do you think you would need up front to, like, get something like that going? Like, are those guns expensive? Because they felt pretty fucking expensive.
They're probably expensive.
You said that it shot, what, like 3/4 of a mile or something?
I have no idea, dude. I wasn't in there.
I was picking people off from one side of the building, like shooting through the scope, because the scope is a laser also, and that's the only way you can really fucking hit people. But, like, on the other side of the building, and it was, what, 18,000 square foot, like, warehouse with all these rooms all interconnected and shit. The burger says he thought the guy said like $1,000 per gun. Fuck, you'd make that back
money,
though, like in your first year. Because I think all the ones that were here that failed, they failed because they had like shitty equipment. Like these felt like you were holding real guns.
That's what it was supposed to be like.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. Like I want to do it again. But
I wish I could say I wanted to get my tooth pulled again, but I can't.
Yeah, you couldn't play laser tag, huh?
No.
Because you were all fucked up and pain.
Yeah, it sucked.
It does suck, because it was really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried to pay a kid $5 to kill you as much as he could.
I wonder. Was he a little kid? Because there was, like, some little kids in there. They were good scouts. Like, go.
Mm, I don't know. Can't tell you, man. So,
well,
thing.
So, angel investors, how much are we going to need to do this? How much could you build like a 18,000 square foot? Because we got land. We don't need to pay for the land. Could we do it outdoors? Because then we definitely got land. We got a 10-acre course.
It has to be dark, right? From the laser beam.
Nighttime. Only.
Rent out Majestic. Fuck it.
Dude, could you imagine? No, because you need a place to build, like, or put trailers and, like, different, you know.
Use hay.
This was set up like a Counter-Strike map. Yeah. It was fucking weird. I had flashbacks to, like, Half-Life and playing the kill box room and shit. Like, aiming your missiles.
Oh, my God.
God, I would get There's to 100 kills on that in, like, 2 minutes. Excuse me. Did I get my man card back?
No, you have no man card. You are not a man.
Apparently I was.
You've never been punched in the face to know what it feels like.
Well, you're a smart man. Cool.
I'm just saying, every man.
Not the smart
every
ones.
Person that's reached
no,
25.
No, it hurts to get punched in the face. Fuck that. No, not
Do you
the
know?
Smart ones.
You don't even know.
I'm too pretty. I can imagine.
You know, it might feel like
my
fucking...
Toe, and
might
that
feel
hurts,
like rubbing
okay?
your face on kittens. You don't know. You don't know. Every person that's made it past 25 years old has been in at least one fight in their fucking life, regardless if it was in kindergarten, first grade, or the day after,
before
yesterday.
Well, I'm sure I got hit when I was a little kid. I don't remember, but...
It needs to be something you remember, dude.
No, well, no. Why?
You have no man card until you...
Until you get punched.
Yeah.
That's so stupid. You're an idiot, and I can't be with you anymore because of that statement. So whenever you want to just take that back... And,
no, you never apologized for anything I asked you to apologize for.
I did.
So I'm not
so
apologizing
I'm sorry.
For shit.
I'm sorry you were in pain and ruined my trip. I'm totally kidding. Come on. Come on.
See, this is where you
I
need
am?
To pick and choose your battles wisely.
Check this out. I am sorry, though, that, like, that happened. Because that was money we could have spent on getting your luggage home.
I'm not talking about getting my
Could you imagine pulled. That, bitch? Trying to say we can't take our luggage on the fucking plane. I was making a scene, dude. I was like, all right, well, we're just going to have to leave it here. Take what you need and put it in my suitcase. The lady behind the counter was like, the fuck? No, he's not going to make her do that, is he? I was trying to get her to comp that shit because we didn't have the fucking money. She wasn't budging, though. She went back. She's like, my manager says that we can't fucking do that. I was like, well, honey... Get out the shit you need and put it in my suitcase.
I was about to be really fuck pissed off.
You didn't really think I was going to do that. That was strictly for the lady behind the counter's benefit to be like, oh my God, what a dick. Here, let me...
Well,
here.
You were being totally serious with me even after we went away to the other side.
Well, nah. I was just aggravated. I was up all night fixing the RSS feed of the jam hole. We got a fucking message via YouTube from somebody that was like, hey... The fuck's up with the feed? I can't get all the episodes. I'm like, yeah, I know. And then he's like, wow, you reply quick. It's like, yeah, I'm sitting at the bar with Mike Boudet, capital Z, and McG. Just bullshitting.
But no, dude, you push too much
well,
with things.
I need to sometimes.
No, you need to stop that. It's really aggravating. I'm just going to say that right now. If you want to know what it feels like to have a tooth ripped out of your head, I would be more than happy to punch you in the face.
No, all my teeth are good, thanks.
If, just to know the feeling.
You see, M-Hab says, 50 years ago, you were more of a man if you didn't know how to cook. These days, you're a fool.
Thank you.
He says, I had my fave kicked in with a steel toe boot, knocked me out. When I came out of it, had an insane person sitting on top of me, rabbit punching my bloody snout. It sucked.
Sucks.
Does not make me more of a man, though.
But at least you know what it's like.
What does that matter?
He knows.
I can Google it and see that, oh, that looks painful.
Oh, I'm just
I've
saying.
Watched movies.
You've never been in a fight. Like, who hasn't been in a fucking fight?
Smart
ever?
People that can talk their way out of situations if need be.
I'm just saying, dude.
Better
I haven't met
punched,
many.
Just saying.
I'm just saying I haven't met many people that haven't gotten into
a
fight in their life.
You are from Florida. Moving on.
See? Now right there is where you need to fucking not say that shit.
Why?
Because that's a dick move.
Have you read half of the stories that we do on this show from Florida?
So So are you putting me into the barrel with them?
I'm just
saying
that's why you haven't met many people that haven't been punched, because you came from a state full of fucking retards. Okay? I'm just saying.
I really hate your attitude.
What? I'm just saying. Have we come across many stories from... Okay. Can we speak about the world's most dangerous countries for women? For you.
Whatever.
If you were to go to country, what would be the most dangerous... Did you have anything else about the trip? Do you want to talk about your plane ride back?
I hate your face.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Duly noted.
And you broke up with me earlier. So.
What? Shut up.
You did it. You said I can't be with you anymore. So if whenever you'd like to leave, go ahead.
No, I said so until you apologize and take that back. Then.
And I did not apologize. Take that back.
Well, as soon as you do, you are welcome back.
No, I'm not apologizing for right. shit. You never apologize for what I asked you to apologize for.
Because apologizing's for faggots. Anyway.
And you are.
The plane ride. Thank you. The plane ride back. Terrible. The best
yes.
plane ride of your life?
No.
On 0 hours of sleep for me, the best.
Hey, oh my god, what is that? Are those squares out there? What are they?
Hey.
Oh my god.
Step away from the mic, please.
I did, thanks.
The whole time?
Yeah, the whole time. Three kids behind me, three little girls. Just.
Oh. How old? Ages?
12 to 6.
Ugh. So you had the auditory. See, we should have switched seats because I have headphones.
And the punching in the back.
Oh, did you have that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, because I had a back massage from the time I sat the fuck down until I got up from my seat to exit the plane. You know what, too? I was like, I'm so tired right now. I just want to lay here in this fucking chair and go to sleep. And every 5 minutes, dude, kicking. And, like, not just kicking, but, like, I swear to God this kid was having withdrawals from drugs. Because her legs, it was like a little girl, I guess. I thought it was a little boy at first. But then I saw, like, her little feet painted. I was like, why is your boy's feet painted like that? That's weird. Her toenails. It's really weird. But just like rubbing your legs and your feet in the back of my chair and just holding them there in like different positions. Like the kid was detoxing. It was fucked up, dude. And so I sit there, I'm dealing with this. I'm like, I just want to sleep. Our plane left at like 5 a.m, which means we were up. I didn't sleep that night. You slept for a while, but still getting up at 4 to leave.
I was very. I had a headache to begin with because of being mule punched in the face because
you couldn't eat, which did not
also
help.
Sucks. And I fucking have to deal with three screaming kids.
Ugh.
Dude. At the end of it, I finally said something.
Really? It took you to the end of it? I said something an hour.
Well, because I tried to just lean forward and like I put my headphones on even though there was nothing playing. Just trying
to
like
standing in line rechecking my Gmail messages over and over again because I don't want to just stand here and look dumb. Yeah, I'm doing something. Hey, why is that message red? Because I read it like 3 hours ago. It's fine.
But no, I try to just ignore whatever. So at the end of it, they finally all get up and they're all like super happy and super excited.
Do you like trip them down
crazy.
The aisle?
No, the one of them gets up and I can feel her staring at me.
You guys synced up.
And I have peripheral vision out of my right side, okay? And this bitch is glaring at me. Like a fucking 10, 8, 9 to 12 year old little girl staring at me. And I turn to her and she smiles. And I'm like, could you stare any harder?
Wow.
She's like, like walks away. I'm like, yeah. Oh, dude.
Wow.
At that point, I was so pissed off. I would have punched her in the face if she said one more thing. Like, really, I was just that aggravated.
You would have went to jail for punching
a
12-year-old.
It would have been so worth it.
Really?
So worth it.
Oh, man.
Picking little baby teeth out of my knuckles would have been a sweet, sweet, sweet satisfaction.
You could have maybe made a whole, like, adult tooth and popped that fucker
probably.
In there. Shit. So yeah. I sat there for, like, I don't know. I got up and said the first words before the plane took off. Okay. And we were sitting there for a minute. And it's getting hot. And I'm just like, fuck you, dude. I should be asleep right now. Fuck you. And I turn around and I'm like, hey, buddy. And I just stare. And I look at the mom or the sister. I don't think it was their mom because she was very not in control. And then I look at the other kid, and the other kid just, like, sits back. And I'm like, hi, you've been kicking my seat forever. And I was like, I'll give you a dollar, okay? I'll give you $1. I had $2 left in my wallet, and I was prepared to make the other one the same deal. I was like, I'll give you a dollar if you don't kick my seat for the rest of this flight, okay? Mm-hmm. What I should have done, in hindsight, was rip the dollar in half and been like, you'll get the other half at the end. To maybe, you know, there is really a dollar here. Because I didn't pull it out, I didn't show him or nothing. So, little kid. And I turn around, and everything is just quiet for like a minute. And then I hear the mom or whoever reach over and be like, because I guess she saw her like go to start kicking again. She's like, you want to get that dollar, don't you, from the nice man in front of you?
Yeah. Okay. Oh my god, dude.
Well, no more than 10 minutes later, dude. On the back of my seat. Wakes me up.
You should have been like, you're not getting that dollar.
And I'm just like, fuck, dude. And I sit and I deal. And then I finally, it doesn't stop after that. Mom isn't doing shit. So I stand up and I turn around and I just stare. I don't say anything. I stare at the little girl. I stare hard like I'm giving her cancer with my thoughts. So aggravated, dude. I'm just staring at her. And she finally like stops and looks up and just like meets the gaze. And it was like the fucking Dragon Ball Z thing where like one flame and then the other one and then they both just go like that. It was like that. And then I turn around and it stops for a minute. Happens again. I get up, and this time, like, I'm looking into the group, into the crowd, to kind of gauge, like, how loud can I be and not get tackled or taken as a terrorist or something like that, right? The kid just, and the mom, and the other kid, like, the other kid didn't bother me. He was older by a little bit, maybe 8 or 9. This one was like 6 or 7 or yeah. something. Just a little girl, just annoying, just scraggly ass hair, like poorly taken care
in
of.
In onesies, PJs.
The mom that, or sister, whoever was there in like these rainbow sweatpants. And
yeah.
It was a weird thing. I think I felt bad for those Mexicans. Like 1/8 of me really just was like, man, you're going home to where there's like 28 more of you. And that's just going to suck. You got to fight over the food and the burritos and shit. Ugh, it's terrible. So I'm looking out at like everyone there. And everyone's gaze that meets my own gives me just the most devastated look of, I'm so sorry you have to deal with that. Like, seriously. And I met this one dude's gaze. And I look down at the girl. And I look back up at him. And I go like this. Like, I did it loud enough to where everyone, like, right there saw, and he was like, I know. Mouthing the words, just, help me. It was awful.
At that point, you probably didn't even see me, did you?
No, the whole time I was looking for you back there, because I was going to be like, dude. I almost went and sat in the bathroom for the whole time, but there was, like, a girl and then her mom.
At that point, I had the headphones on, pretending like I was listening to something, so it could kind of drown out the noise, and lean forward so I wouldn't get kicked in the back anymore. I was leaning forward with my head on the stupid tray.
Galactor says, except if it was Dragon Ball Z, it would have lasted for 6 flights before anything happened.
Hey! Hey!
He's totally
shut
right.
up.
Those are way too long. Come on.
Some of those were cool.
That whole series, all 8 of them.
You just
could
gotta
have been
get. It, you gotta wait till it's over and then buy
movie.
It all and watch it all in one sitting. Otherwise, you'll be so pissed off. So I mean, yeah, like the Spirit Bomb. Come on, that could have been.
Come on.
Like two whole episodes okay. building okay. it up. Like, anyway. Come on, man. Come on.
Just disgust.
Children. Disgust. When you point out yours, you're like, that was mine. I'm like, whoa, that sucks. And did you see mine? I'm like, that was mine.
Yeah,
running. I'm like, yeah, that was mine. And her other two sisters are over there with Mickey Mouse helmet things on.
So, the one thing I wanted to say to the lady, and I got a chance to, and she wasn't very happy about it.
Okay.
I reached over the seat. I didn't reach, but I'd like, I'm holding on to it, just like we're friends, we're buddies. You've been invading my space the whole flight. I'm going to invade yours for a sec here.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know what? Your children, child, that one, he was fine. Your daughter here makes me want to cut my fucking balls off so that I never have a chance of having a kid that acts like that.
Did you really say that to her?
I really said that. I was thinking about how to phrase it, like the last half of the flight. I was like, how can I say this and just be like the most evil? Like, I can't express to you in words or in song even my frustration with this. I paid a pretty decent amount of money for this experience.
Mm-hmm.
Not happy one bit.
I hope she went home and, like,
I hope she went home and told the kid's mom that, dude, if that would have been me when I was a kid, I would have got my fucking ass beat in the bathroom of that plane. And then when we got to wherever we were going, dude, if somebody else had to tell me to stop doing what I was doing mm-hmm. because it was invading their whatever the fuck.
Parents used to get pissed about that.
Holy shit, dude. That was like the line. Like uh-huh. you did not do anything.
You did not cross that line.
And you did not embarrass them in front of other people. Like that was the fucking line of fear uh-huh. that you got your ass handed to you. These kids had like none of that in their eyes. Like when mom or whoever the fuck was like, you know, you should stop doing that. Why? Whatever. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Like borderline that, you know, they didn't really say that, but like it was fucked up, dude. No respect. Yeah. I was going to give you a dollar, you little bitch. You couldn't just sit fucking still for another hour.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I hate children.
All right. Well, if we ever do fly again, these are the countries that you
want
to. And
if I ever get pregnant,
ever want to go to.
We will have an abortion. Yes.
What do you think is the top country you do not ever want to go to? The world's most, absolute most dangerous country for women.
The United States. I don't know. Where?
No. Not even fucking close, dude.
Where?
Afghanistan.
I was going to say Afghanistan.
Fucking Afghanistan, dude. Mm. Of course. Now, why?
Because they make you wear sheets over your head?
If you're not a virgin when we marry you, we're going to burn your skin with acid and probably your clit off. Targeted
what?
Violence against females, dismal health care, desperate poverty. That
what?
All gets piled together to make Afghanistan the world's most dangerous country in which to be born a woman. With the Congo a very close second due to their highly horrific levels of rape. Then rounding out the top 4 and 5 is Pakistan, India, and Somalia.
Why India?
Because they're all third world shithole. I don't know. India, unless
they're
you're a dude.
Like,
they're
all like Buddhists in India.
Weird,
right?
You
know, yeah, they're like,
what's up with your woman-hating religion?
We want to have happy lives so we can be reborn as a cow and
genital mutilation, the destruction of a fetus in the uterus, female economic discrimination, an acid attack. I wasn't making that up.
That's weird.
Yep. This was done by a survey compiled by the Thomson Reuters Foundation to mark the launch of Trust Law Woman. Dun, dun, dun. Trust Law asked 213 gender experts from 5 contents. Wow, guys. Wow. You just totally took away any hint of, like, respectable anything I was about to give that survey.
Amham says,
did you mean continents?
Amham says, Matland, number one most dangerous country for women.
No, only for bitches.
It is.
Only for mean bitches, that's all.
For women.
You be thankful you're not in Afghanistan right now. Could be a lot
maybe I should
worse.
Go to Afghanistan.
Could
I'd probably get treated better.
Worse. You want to look at some of these pictures?
I'd probably get treated
you
better.
You want to go to Afghanistan?
Sure.
You think so? Look at some of those pictures. I treat you worse than that?
Where's it at? It's not here
I
yet.
I just posted it in
no,
the
you
chat.
Didn't.
Wait
there it
for
is.
It. Log in.
Okay. Getting there.
How are those deplorable conditions? Huh? You enjoying that life?
Looks a little better than
how's your
thumb.
Clit doing? Oh, you don't have one anymore?
Okay.
How's that fake leg doing that baby female's looking at going, "Mommy, what's that?" And then mommy says, "That's what you have to look forward to."
God, this thing is so slow.
Look at this. Disgusting.
Bah.
Why do you think it's like that there? Oh, dude. There's one about 3/4 of the way down. Two little babies sucking on two little titties at a Catholic mission feeding center in rebel-held Rutshuru. There you go, Congo. Hey, how are your tits? How are those two babies? Ugh. Well, there you go. How about that?
Meh.
How much time do we have left?
10 minutes.
All right. You know how first we had studies that said cell phones are giving you cancer. And then we had studies that said, nay, cell phones are not giving you cancer. And then we had studies that said, yay, cell phones are indeed giving us cancer. Well, now we have another study that says, nay! Nay, my friends, cell phones do not increase the risk of cancer, at least in children. So, hey, your little 2-year-old that's talking to on her Droid X2, holding that thing, getting 100 degrees warm from radiation, just holding it up to her ear, your little 2-year-old, it's okay. She's not going to get cancer. I'd maybe go get that Down syndrome checked out, and she looks like she's twitching a little bit, but hey, she is not going to get cancer. Scientists say that this is important because it is the first kind of study to focus on the kids. It's for the kids. Why is any law really like put out there and like the reason for it? It's for the kids. Got to protect the kids because
why
God
do you
got to
protect them
again?
I don't understand.
Parents aren't going to do it. Why was everyone up in arms about pot? Oh, it's for the kids because the kids have access to it. Why can't we just do pills whenever? Oh, because the kids. Like, why isn't everything legalized? Well, don't want the kids getting hurt.
Don't want the kids. You had that right in the first
place.
Don't
want the kids.
There you go. There you go.
This study checked the cell phone habits of nearly 1,000 kids in Western Europe, including 352 already with brain tumors. Hey, we gave you a head start. And 646 without. Kids who use cell phones were no more likely to develop a brain tumor than the others, especially the ones that already had it. According to the study of children ages 7 to 19. 7-year-olds on cell phones. What do you think about that?
That's not good.
Is that cool?
I don't think that's cool.
Just chilling, just talking about peeps.
I didn't get a cell phone until I was able to buy my own fucking cell phone.
They
didn't
invent cell phones until I was like...
I wanted 18. A pager so bad.
I have a pager.
When I was a kid. Dude,
my pager.
I don't need it now.
Oh.
You remember back then you like wanted something, you know, wanted it so bad?
I had a pager. When we moved up here, I got a pager. I never wanted it, honestly. Until I figured out I could give the number out to my friends, and that was a good way to get a hold of me if they needed weed or acid or something. But anyway, it is weird. The other day, I was going to talk about this when it happened, but the other day I saw a little kid riding a bicycle, a little girl, talking on her cell phone. And I thought, I was like, yeah, it's probably one of those candy cell phones. No, dude, it was a fucking Droid 2. Like, I stopped her. I was like, hey, what kind of phone is that? She's like, dude, it's a Droid 2. No big deal.
That's really weird, dude. That's so weird.
On a bike, riding, just talking to her peeps. Making drug deals, making moves.
That's creepy.
You know, you got those mini thins? You got that ADD shit? You got that Ritalin? I got the hookup. Yo, just hit me on my pager. No, fucking text me on my cell phone. Send me a GChat message on my fucking Droid 2. No big deal.
That's fucking weird, dude. Kids shouldn't have cell phones and stuff. That's just not cool. One, they're way too much money.
They are kind of expensive, right? Yeah. We can't even afford our fucking cell phone bill,
dude. If you fucking get them like a little flip phone, that's cool. Whatever. Let them have a little, whatever, bullshit Motorola phone, but don't get him a fucking Droid.
Yeah.
That's a fucking multimedia empire in your pocket.
Now I don't need to get my 3-year-old a netbook or like a tablet. You know, I don't have to get him an iPod. I don't have to get him a Nintendo. You see what I did there? I consolidated. My 3-year-old has a Droid X2. And she plays games on it. And he fucking downloads shit. And he watches shit. He makes little YouTube videos of pooping her diapers. That's how we roll now.
Mm.
I don't even need to, like, wonder if my baby just pooped diapers. Because my baby's diapers sends me a SMS. Yo, right? Change my shit. I'm about to go out to the club. Little baby club.
Yeah.
Isn't that... That's so weird. Why do your kids have cell phones? Oh, because I need to get a hold of them. Really? Why do they need 800 minutes? Is that you guys? Like, just having a back and forth?
No.
Is it just different? It's just different times. Like, if we would have had them back then, would everyone have been like, this is the greatest thing. I can track where my kid's going. I can, like, hop on our account and read messages. It's a spy thing, right?
I don't know. Dude.
You can go onto the market, onto a third-party Android market, and download SMS Cloner. And what you do, you don't download this on your phone. Oh, nay. Maybe you do. But what you really want to do is go get your girlfriend's phone. Download it on that. You know what this does?
What?
Any message my girlfriend gets now, I get now. See how that works? She doesn't even know it's there. That's how good this thing is.
Oh, yeah.
SMS cloner. Check it out. I'm not even making this up.
Yeah.
But, like, do you think maybe that's it? Like, parents have more of a tap on... Because, like, if it's like you and me, like, we have a lot of personal, you know, information on our phones, right?
Yeah.
All our Facebook, all our social network access, all of our email access, chat access, pictures, videos.
Right.
You just found out your 3-year-old was sexting. That's nuts.
That's pretty creepy.
No, like right there, those are nuts. And then like dick, like that's nuts. Right, right there on your 3-year-old's phone.
Nuts and dicks.
Who's that from? You want to check who that's from?
No.
So now I get those messages.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nuts. Now it's right there on my phone.
Right.
Stop it. Hitburger says, and tonight Danny resets her phone. Oh. Now would that be a dick thing to do?
Yes.
Anyway. At least your kid's not going to get cancer from it.
You're a dick anyway. So
that's what's
we'll
important.
Keep it.
So fine. In 04, 39% of 8 to 18-year-olds had cell phones. In 09, that was 04, mm-hmm. 39%. In 09, 66%.
Damn.
Almost 3/4 of all of your kids have cell phones. That's nuts. Right there on all of your cell phones. Dicks and nuts.
That's creepy.
That's creepy. Yeah. All right, you want to know what's really creepy? This is fucking creepy. Oh, real quick, before we get into this, because I do want to kind of talk about this. We have another study that shows that the computer-aided mammography, it actually does not improve breast cancer detection. But, in yet other news, it makes really awesome pictures of boobs that we all get to look at. So,
do what?
All the mammography stuff, like when you go get a mammogram.
Yeah.
They have computer-aided detection stuff that, like, maps out your testicles.
Great.
Your chesticles there. So all these people are using them, right?
Sure.
But they're finding out that it actually doesn't help, like, in finding if you have breast cancer or not. Oh. You're just giving these dudes, like, full-on pictures of everything, just for fun.
Just for funsies.
Full 3D, like, rotation.
These
like,
are my nuts.
Take it home.
Check
my chestnuts.
Yay.
But yeah, so I just wanted to mention that. Okay. This is fucking terrible. Fucking terrible.
Okay.
If you're not sitting down, please do so. This guy says, you know, I agree. I don't advocate drinking, but you also might want to pour a double shot of whiskey to prepare yourself for distinctly unpleasant news about immensely sophisticated mass surveillance called Romus Coin, or soon to be replaced by a similar program known as Odyssey. What do you know about Romus Coin / Odyssey?
I'm itching my butt crack.
Okay.
Good.
The nature of the extent of the counterintelligence operation can be glimpsed in part by closely inspecting hundreds of emails among the 70,000 that were stolen in February from the contracting firm HB Gary Federal. Holla! Cool. How's your security? Wait, what do you do? Oh, you're a security firm? How are those 70,000 emails that we're all sharing now? Is that working well for your company? You guys can search through these too if you want. Here's a link in the chat. Enjoy that. After searching through HB Gary emails for keywords and reading until I wanted to puke or scream, I decided to go ahead and run with Project PM's announcement. Barrett Brown of Project PM will publish these findings in full on Project PM Wiki later, but this is part of that release. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
This is fucked. For at least 2 years, the U.S. has been conducting a secretive and immensely sophisticated campaign of mass surveillance and data mining against the Arab world, allowing the intelligence community to monitor the habits, the conversations, and activity of millions of individuals at once. Is that creepy?
A little bit.
We can keep tabs on millions of you all at once? Okay. Okay.
So smidge on the creepy side.
And with an upgrade later this year, Odyssey, the top contender to win the federal contract and thus take over the program, is a team of about a dozen companies which were brought together in large part by Aaron Barr. That guy is the same disgraced CEO who resigned from his own firm earlier this year after he was discovered to have planned a full-scale information war against political activists at the behest of corporate clients. Do you know what that means?
No.
These companies were saying, hey, frame him, frame her. They're being too nosy. They're asking the wrong questions. So they contract. They hire this guy, who wages a full-on information war on these people. Have you ever seen The Net? Have you ever seen the 1992 hit with Sandra Bullock, The Net? Or later that year, The Net 2.0? I'm just kidding. It's not 92. I don't know when it was. But, like, this is fucked up, dude. No shit we wanted war. Fuck.
Ugh.
The new revelation provides for a disturbing picture, particularly when viewed in a wider context. Unprecedented surveillance capabilities are being produced by an industry that works in secret on applications that are nonetheless funded by you and me, ladies and gentlemen, the American public. And which in some cases are used against that very same public. That's me and you.
Oh.
So we're paying our taxes, which go to the government, which go to these companies, which monitor millions of Arabs at once.
Ooh.
And start wars.
Okay.
Their products are developed on demand for an intelligence community that is not subject to congressional oversight and which has been repeatedly shown to have misused its existing powers in ways that violate U.S. law as well as American ideals. Although military contractor Northrop Grumman had long held the contract for Romus Coin, enter HB Gary Federal, CEO Aaron Barr, in an email to Al Pisani, an executive at the much larger federal contractor TASC, or TASC.
TASC.
Quote, I met with Mantech CEO Bob Frisbee the other day to catch up. He's looking to expand a capability in I.O., information operations, related to the coin but more for the DOD. You know who that is? It's our own Department of Defense.
Cool.
Are you ready for the mind-blowing shit?
Sure. Totally. What's so mind-blowing?
Mobile phone software and applications constitute a major component of the program. Okay. There's a discussion of bringing in a, quote, gaming developer apparently at the behest of Barr, who mentions that the team could make good use of a, quote, social gaming company, maybe like Zynga.
Zynga.
Do you know who Zynga is?
No.
They make Farmville. They make Whoville. They make all those stupid bullshit games that everybody that has a Facebook account that I know plays.
I was thinking Bazinga.
I'm sure you were. Now, what happens when you take all that and you add that to the DOD's big giant tool of surveillance? Now you have games that are tapping into your webcam and watching you play them.
That sucks.
Is that creepy?
Yes.
Now you have games that are not only tapping into your webcam and watching you, but turning on your microphone and listening to you. Now is that creepy?
Ooh, yeah, it's very creepy.
All of these devices, phones included, have those built into them. Add location to that. Now I know where you are. Is that creepy?
It's very creepy. I don't like it.
1 million Arabs
Good
all
thing
at
I
once.
Don't play games.
You have a phone. How's that Angry Birds doing? Maybe instead of Zynga, it's Rovio.
That would make me very upset.
Would it? If when you were playing Angry Birds, your camera turned on and your GPS turned on and your mic turned on and they were like, hey.
I would probably see it my little task bar saying, you know, GPS turning on some shit, right? I'd notice that, maybe.
I don't think so. You think they would have thought of that? You think a company that gets this much money poured into it to be secretive and surveillance-y, you think you would know that?
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be very happy. It wouldn't be cool. I would uninstall.
This guy, Lovegrove, he says, I know a couple small gaming companies at MIT that might fit the bill. Are you a small gaming company at MIT? Has Aaron Barr or Mr. Lovegrove come and visited you yet about your game? Did Zynga come and offer you money for your game? Apple and Google were active team partners, and AT&T may have been as well. The latter is known to have provided the NSA free rein over customer communications and was in turn protected by a bill granting them retroactive immunity from the lawsuits. Google itself is the only company to have received a hostile to privacy rating from Privacy International. Apple is currently being investigated by Congress after the iPhone was revealed to compile user location data that differs from other mobile phones. The company has claimed this was a bug, of course. The program makes use of several providers of linguistic services. At one point, the team discusses hiring a military-trained Arabic linguist. Elsewhere, Barr writes, I feel confident. I can get you a ringer for Farsi if they are still interested in Farsi. These linguists are not only going to be developing new content, but also meeting with folks, so they have to have native or near-native proficiency and have to have the cultural relevance as well. Hmm? Is that creepy? Is that cool? Are we okay with this?
No, I'm not okay with that at all, dude. Like, that's not cool. No.
Okay.
That's...
Alterion and Socialize are listed as businesses to contact. The former specializes in social media monitoring tools. The latter uses sophisticated natural language processing methodology in order to process tens of millions of multilingual conversations daily. How are those over 500 voice samples of mine you have? Are you guys
They don't
cool
need
with...
to hack your shit to get that.
I know, right?
But,
there
you
it
know,
is.
Like, here, just go online, dude. There's a billion people videotaping themselves playing video games. What is wrong with you? You know? Like, make a game
and, this is
and then
just
give it out there
been...
to a bunch of nerds and watch. They're going to, like, a week later, YouTube.
Is that Google Plus?
I don't know, maybe.
Google Plus what? Google Plus the DOD, motherfucker. Now we got a tool to spy on your ass. Are we okay with that, though? I mean, as long as the tools work, right?
Sure.
As long as we can use them, too. Fuck.
I guess.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Millions? Really? At one point, task executive Chris Clare asked Aaron and others, quote.
Quote. Yawn.
Can we name coin Saif? Saif is the sword an Arab executioner uses when they decapitate criminals. I can think of a few cool brands for this. Hey, can we name Google Plus gun that kills your privacy? Can we name this I'll kill you? Can we name this Excalibur? Can we? And this is just what's been released so far. You know where this came from?
Where?
Hackers. They broke into your shit, and you thought that you had a few of them arrested. You're like, ha ha ha, you gloated. You said, ha ha ha, we just cut the head off of your little hacker group. And then you know what happened? No, you didn't, because they just released 70,000 emails. Oh, that's painful. That is painful. There are sporadic references, such things as semantic analysis, latent semantic indexing, specialized linguistics, and OPS, a programming language designed for solving problems using expert systems. Barr asked the team's partner at Apple, Andy Kemp, whose signature lists him as being from the company's Homeland Defense National Programs Division, excuse me, to provide him a contact at Pixar.
Stop yawning, you fuck!
Disney. Why do you need a contact at Pixar or Disney?
Interesting.
I don't know. Stop yawning. It's making me very tired. We're good. If you want to stop now.
I'm getting really tired. I need you all to know this. 2 days after a briefing requirement meeting, the servers of HB Gary and HB Gary Federal were hacked by a small team of anonymous operatives in retaliation for Barr's boasts to Financial Times that he had identified the movement's leadership. 70,000 emails were thereafter released onto the internet. Barr then resigned a few weeks later.
Hmm.
So actually, they kind of got you. Because then you quit. Not that it matters, because you have like five other companies, you know. But you quit because of that. Is that guilt?
Probably. That's like that, you know, I shouldn't be here anymore.
All right. Well, this goes on and on. It's very interesting. And you know what's the creepiest thing about this?
Huh.
Have you ever read Behold a Pale Horse?
No.
What they talk about, what Cooper talks about in the beginning of that book, Silent Weapons for Silent Wars, that's this. And when I read that book a long time ago, I was like, yeah, that's creepy. Okay, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But now this, and it's like, okay, wow, that was spot on.
Makes a whole lot of sense now.
Yeah.
Well.
So, Behold a Pale Horse, read this article. We'll talk
Prepare
to you guys.
Prepare to have your mind blown.
On Friday, because fucking wow, dudes.
Right.
This is the shit we use every day. Like, this is our shit. This is what we network with and what we communicate through. Like, this is our shit. So, maybe want to look into that. Just saying. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. What's for dinner? Because I'm so hungry. Do we have any food? We don't have anything.
If we had any food, do you think I would have gone to the gas station with change to buy a crappy burrito that tasted sweet? My burrito tasted sweet. There's something wrong with that.
That shouldn't be, right?
Right. So if we had food... No, there's no food. I'm just going to say that now. There's no food.
None at all.
You can drink...
I'm so hungry.
Some of... the oral antiseptic that Burger bought for me. If you would like it, it's kind of tasty after you get past the numbing sensation.
I can't wait. All right. Well, thank you guys. It's been fun. It's been sad. It's been completely depressing. I hope we all took something away from that. Definitely read it. I'll link to it in the show notes, thejamhole.com. Also, got parts 1 through 5 of... the marathon, those are all up and done. I'll do some notes on those and put who was on what so you know who you're listening to and what they have to do with this whole thing. Also, the latest episode you'll have up on the feed. The whole feed should be fixed. RSS feed's only giving you the latest 250 episodes, so sorry, but that's how it's going to be. You can go to the site at all times, thejamhole.com, and listen to any episode you'd like, of course. And... what was I going to say? It was something important.
Say,
Milwaukee Show is up there. Pictures are up there. Your Facebook, my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
There's like on-the-go pictures, and then we'll put all of the pictures in that one album. But there's a little story, thejamhole.com. Check out the notes for the Milwaukee Show. Enjoy that. Enjoy my awesome mashup intro I made. I love listening to that. Yeah. It's neat. I like it. check out Am I Bugging You? Stereo Radiation. If you haven't listened to their shows, like, while they were making shows, their shit was one of the funnier shows I listened to. Like, the way McG and Z bounce off, it's so funny. So, like, if you've never listened, it's new to you. I've heard them all, but it's new to you guys. So if you haven't heard it, check it out. Stereo Radiation. Of course, shout out to Red Fox for having the whole thing there. Big thanks for treating it like rock stars and being the concierge, as the quote says. You were the man. It was a great time. Definitely enjoyed it. Did not Frontier Flights. I did not enjoy sitting in front of little kids. Not at all. Neither did my girlfriend. And I do appreciate you not losing our bags, though, that we paid money for.
Right.
You know what? Real quick, when we fucking were getting our shit checked, and as we were sitting there waiting for the flight to board, in my feed on my Sixth Sense, because I'm a Lord of the Senses now, no big deal, I read a thing about how in L.A. a TSA guy got arrested for stealing shit. And I was like, God damn it.
Like, great.
I was
great.
Like, right then and there,
God
dude.
God damn it.
I'm like, I'm just picturing them going through our bags and being like, ooh, Behringer mixer, check. Little camera-looking things with cords on them, check. Like, just jacking all of our podcast shit. Like, yeah. Our live show shit.
Right.
And just being pissed. And knowing that, like, you get your bag with a sticker on it that says inspected, that you're just like, yeah, they
inspected.
Took my shit.
You mean stole?
Stole. Motherfuckers. And we pay them for that shit. Fucking believable.
Yup.
All right. Well, we got a show on Friday. Email info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. That's all our shit. Check out the RSS feed. Subscribe to it. It's where all the episodes will be. You love them. All
sure.
of you love them.
We do.
And we'll see you guys Friday. Peace out.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.